Okay, so we're diving into something that I think is on a lot of people's minds these days, and that's healthcare costs. Millions of people are putting off or even skipping medical care completely just because they can't afford it. It's not just a statistic, it's something that impacts real people, and it could be impacting you or someone you know. So today we're going to be looking at this issue with Meredith Kirchner. She's got over 20 years of experience in this area, working on patient financial solutions. And she's the COO at Cure. She wrote this great article called A Prescription for Change, A Path to Affordable, Equitable Healthcare. We're going to be taking a deep dive into it.
Yeah, she really lays out some interesting ideas. I mean, especially coming from her perspective, she's not just talking about the problem, she's actually working on solutions every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one of the things that she talks about is patient financial solutions. What does that actually mean?
Well, it's sort of a whole range of things. It can be anything from making healthcare costs more transparent, so people know what to expect, to offering more flexible ways to pay, and even like connecting people with resources, charitable resources that can help with medical bills. It's kind of recognizing that healthcare isn't one size fits all, so the financial side of it shouldn't be either.
Right. And I think we've all heard the statistics, like over 40% of adults in the U.S. have medical debt, and it disproportionately affects certain groups. But it's not just about the big bills like from a hospital stay, right?
Oh, definitely not. It's all the little things that add up. Deductibles, copays, surprise bills. You think you have your healthcare budget figured out, and then bam, something unexpected happens.
And it makes it so hard to plan.
Exactly. And it has a huge impact on people, not just financially. I mean, people are putting off treatments, cutting pills in half, or skipping doses
Yeah.
just because they're scared of the
Yeah,
costs.
that's the part that gets me. It's not just numbers on a page. These are real people making these impossible choices. And it affects the providers too, the doctors, the nurses.
Oh, absolutely. They see people avoiding care. They deal with all the bad debt and the stress of that. And then there's the whole issue with high deductible plans. They seem like a good idea at first, lower monthly payments. But then people end up with these huge bills they can't afford.
So Kirchner talks about healthcare having its retail moment. What does she mean by that?
Well, it's like how everything else has gone digital, shopping, banking, even travel. It's all online. It's seamless. It's user-friendly. Healthcare needs to catch up. It needs to be more patient-centered.
That makes sense. So one of the solutions she talks about is flexible financing.
Right. So it's about going beyond just credit scores, because those don't tell the whole story. There are other ways to assess someone's ability to pay, like looking at their rent payments or utility bills. And this could open up access to care for people who might otherwise be denied.
It's like taking what already exists in other industries
Yeah.
and applying it to healthcare. It's about time, right?
Exactly. And it gives patients more control over their healthcare expenses,
Yeah.
which is really what it's all about.
Okay, so we've talked about the problem of healthcare costs and a little bit about patient financial solutions.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to unpack here. So in the next part, we're going to delve deeper into some of the specific solutions that Meredith Kirchner outlines in her article. Things like upfront cost estimates and the role of technology in making healthcare more affordable. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, this is going to get really interesting. There's a lot of hope here for actually making a difference in how people access and afford healthcare.
Absolutely. So we'll be back in a moment with more from our deep dive into Meredith Kirchner's work and the path to more affordable, equitable healthcare. See you soon.
And another thing that Kirchner talks about that just drives people crazy is surprise medical bills.
Don't tell me about it. It seems like no matter how much you plan, there's always some hidden cost that comes out of nowhere.
Exactly. And it can really throw people off financially. So what Kirchner suggests is using technology to really streamline the whole process of insurance verification and cost estimates, so you'd know upfront exactly what something is going to cost.
Okay, so you're saying like before you even go to the doctor, you'd know how much a procedure is going to cost.
Exactly.
That would be amazing. I mean, it would give people so much more control.
Right? It takes away the guesswork and the anxiety.
Even possible? I mean, isn't that really complicated?
Well, it's definitely a challenge, but Kirchner thinks it's doable with the right technology and collaboration between providers and insurance companies.
And it would benefit everyone, right? Not just patients.
Absolutely. Providers would have fewer billing disputes, less administrative headaches. It's a win-win.
Okay, so technology seems to be a big part of the solution here.
Definitely. And Kirchner also talks about integrating charitable resources into patient financial platforms.
What do you mean by that?
Well, there are a lot of programs out there that can help people with medical costs, but a lot of people don't even know about them.
So it's like this hidden safety net.
Exactly. And by integrating these resources into the platforms, where people are already managing their medical bills, it would be much easier to connect them with the help they need.
So someone could be looking at a big medical bill online.
Right.
And right there, they'd see information about
financial assistance programs. That could help, whether it's a payment plan or a grant or something else.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
It's about connecting the dots, making sure people have access to the resources they need.
So we've got flexible financing, upfront cost estimates, integrating charitable resources. These are all pretty big ideas.
They are, but Kirchner believes they're achievable. She sees the healthcare system as being at a turning point where technology and innovation can really create a more equitable system for everyone.
It sounds like it takes collaboration, though.
Oh, definitely. It's not something any one person can do. But she's optimistic.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to get overwhelmed by the problem. But it's important to remember that there are solutions out there.
Exactly. And I think what's so important about Kirchner's approach is that it really puts patients at the center.
It's about recognizing that healthcare isn't just about treating illnesses. It's about supporting people's overall well-being.
Exactly. And that includes their financial health.
So we've spent some time with Meredith Kirchner's ideas here and her article, A Prescription for Change, A Path to Affordable, Equitable Healthcare. What really sticks out to you? Like, what gives you hope that things can actually change for the better?
You know, it's that she's not just complaining. She's actually out there trying to make things happen. Like, here's the problem, but here's how we fix it. And with her experience, it makes me think, this isn't just some pie in the sky idea. This could actually work.
Yeah, it's refreshing. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, if you could wave a magic wand and change one thing about your healthcare experience, what would it be?
That's a tough one. But honestly, I think it would be taking away the fear of the unknown, like knowing exactly what things are going to cost up front.
Yeah.
No more surprise bills, no more guessing games, just clear, transparent information.
Right. So you can actually budget for it.
Exactly.
And make informed decisions.
It shouldn't feel like you're gambling with your finances every time you go to the doctor.
I think that's a great point. So what I'm hearing from Kirchner is that we all have a role to play in this. It's not just up to the politicians or the insurance companies.
Absolutely. We need to be advocating for these solutions, demanding better from the system,
yeah,
and supporting the people who are trying to make a difference.
It's about taking action.
Yeah, we can't just sit around and wait for someone else to fix it.
So by understanding these solutions, we can actually start making a difference right now.
We really can. The future of healthcare is being shaped right now, and it's up to all of us to make sure that it's a future where everyone can afford quality care.
I think that's a great place to leave it. It's been a really insightful conversation. A big thank you to Meredith Kirchner for sharing her expertise and for her work in making healthcare more affordable and accessible for everyone. And to all of you listening, we hope this deep dive has given you some food for thought and maybe even inspired you to take action. Thanks for joining us.